All right, Beyond the Lens is here with Ben Bobo Winslow of the Two Extreme Racing Team. This year, driving Iron Outlaw. Bobo, you went to a lot of hot spots this summer, quite literally Mexico, a bunch of other stuff during the summer, and now we're heading into this first quarter, and you did a great job in Evansville. How you feel about how the season's gone so far after we're 1 week in?
You know, it's got an awesome truck. Been driving it off and on since May. Running it as Red Baron, and of course my Bounty Hunter truck for my Canada tour in the United States. And of course it was Jimmy's backflip truck in Mexico. But you know, we've spent some money on it. We've got some great parts in it. Got some awesome orbits and spindles on it, you know. And man, I'm ready to go. We're ready to have some fun, ready to rock and roll, ready to put that truck in the winner's circle.
Yeah, and you got a strong team this year. You and Darren Miggs running together. You guys had a photo finish at least on the Friday night race, and you've been running hard. It doesn't seem like there's really a second truck on that team.
You know, it's last year Nick really stepped up with it, and people are starting to remember Iron Outlaw, and my goal is to keep it going. It's kind of like being a sleeper out there. You know, people don't expect you to win, but when you go out there and win right off the bat and keep it going, keep the momentum, it's pretty good. They're starting to remember Iron Outlaw and remember that it was pretty notorious for beating that. Is it a pink truck or green or something like that? Or
I don't know, that other
truck?
It might be a couple different colors this year, but yeah, you actually did take a couple wins in the wheelie contest. And I think there's a little bounty on everybody's head for that. You wanted to get a bye run in the first round in the format they were doing, so you said, heck yeah, I'll take that on, and got a couple of wins.
Yeah. You know, the horsepower these trucks make, they're pretty notorious. They've got a lot of torque, and we've kind of, my engine, they pulled it out, and they took my intake and gave it to Darren, and we've kind of pieced some things together, kind of some used parts in the back, and I tell you what, I'm glad Jimmy found them, because I've got one heck of an engine in that truck right now. The suspension, I'm used to it. I'm used to winning with that truck, so I'm really looking forward to the first quarter. Me and Darren, you know, we push each other every weekend. Darren's a great guy. Got Cameron McGez behind me as a crew guy for a lot of shows. So, yeah, we're just out there having fun.
Yeah, and you've really seemed like, you know, even in your days before driving, you've really meshed in well with whatever team it is that you've been a part of. And Darren's kind of notorious for, you know, he's the only bounty hunter, you know, that's by itself. He was the third truck, if you will, and kind of a lone ranger on the road. Now you come in there, and it seems like things are going real well. You guys have just a good team that's ready to do good things this year.
Yeah, you know, Darren was a lone ranger, the first one, for a long time there. And then I came, you know, after his absence from the team for a little while, and then I came in and became a lone ranger for a little while. So we both know how to win on our own, but didn't know how to win, you know, with each other's energy. It's pretty neat. We have a good time, have a lot of laughs, and, you know, of course we can't take each other too seriously. So
that's right. You have no fun during first quarter. It's going to be a long first quarter. So you guys have been doing a lot with the social media stuff, you know, the Facebook, the Twitter, all that stuff. It sounds like from what you were telling me earlier, Jimmy hired a team of people to actually run your Facebook and run some of your other stuff and reach out to the fans more. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the big thing now is getting sponsors and sponsor money. We run 48 to 50 weekends a year. You know, we have some of the best equipment out there, the nice semis, and it takes money to make the world go round. The price of diesel fuel is not cheap, so we're trying to pull more sponsors in. We're trying to keep the sponsors we have happy, and so we've got a team on board, and we report every couple of days, and you know, keep things going, keep things fresh. We don't want to have the Facebook site to where nothing's put on there for a week or two. We try and put something on there every day for our fans. We want to, you know, it's a way to keep our fans in touch with us, let them know what's going on in the shop, and you know, things like that. So it's and that's what it takes now. And even me with myself, having you and the whole All Monster team, you know, to do my website, that's what it takes now. That's what it takes to keep my sponsors happy and the people that keep me going down the road. So it's things like that is pretty important right now, Robbie.
Definitely good. good point there. We appreciate the shameless plug. You do want to head over to BountyHunter4x4.com, 2 Extreme Racing's Facebook page as well. Just search up Bounty Hunter 2 Extreme Racing, all that stuff, and Bobo's personal site, BoboBenWinslow.com. There's going to be fresh stuff on there every week, if not more, just as he was talking about. Finally, do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to tell the fans to look forward to this year?
You know, you never know what you're going to see. We've been talking about some different things with Bounty Hunter, Iron Outlaw. You know, we're running the rubber composite 3M bodies that Jason Tice has been putting together for us. I hope people like what we've done with Iron Outlaw. You know, we made the change. Nate debuted the truck in El Paso, I think, last March. And it's something different. It's different than the red and black truck that everybody's used to. And we hope you like it. If you don't, just bear with us. We might make changes. Give us your suggestion on what you think we might do. We're trying to bring a different attitude to the table and just go out there and have fun, win, and put on a good show. And, you know, Dan, he's got the all-black Bounty Hunter truck. And matter of fact, we have a black semi, so Jimmy's kind of named us the Back in Black Tour. So Jimmy and Dollar teamed up together. I think, you know, they're both doing pretty well. We're still trying some different things, some different tire combinations. You know, you just never know, Robbie. We've known each other since January 2006, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, we shared that little cabin down there at Cabby's when we both started at the grave digger shop together. And it's crazy how we've all gone on our paths and done our own things and where we're at now, huh?
That's exactly right. The Monster Truck family, you get some good people, a lot of great people. Most of them you stay in touch with. You never know how it goes. So that team Back in Black, look for them, BoboBenWinslow.com, BountyHunter4x4.com. You are always going to hear from Bobo. He's great with the fans, and thank you for the interview, man. Look for that team Back in Black first quarter, right?
Hey, and Robbie, when you get a chance, I need some old Monster stickers for my truck, buddy.
All right, man. We appreciate the interview, Bobo. Look for us on the Beyond the Lens podcast, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, and Dustin, all your team.